You're listening to Glass Letters. Episode 7, Running Away. I've done a lot of thinking since James's letter. Thinking is about the only thing I do out here anymore. I go for walks, and I think while I walk. It's all a bit exhausting sometimes. Arguing with yourself is hard when both sides share the same perspective. But because of all that thinking, I'm pretty sure I've made my decision. I have to go back. It's been quiet and, yes, peaceful on this island, but every new day I spend by myself feels like a day I'm slowly fading away. All I've done by running away from an argument is create new problems without ever solving the old ones. I haven't started packing or anything, so it's not like I'm already out the door, but I think I've made up my mind to go home. To go back to what was home. But another letter showed up this morning, and I thought that I should at least listen to what the universe has to say about my decision. I've left, I'm leaving, I'm done, I'm gone. Today I'm fulfilling my duty as a teenager, and I'm packing a backpack and running away. Or maybe I'll put everything into a handkerchief and tie it onto a stick and whistle my way down the train tracks. I'll sleep under a tree, or I'll steal a car, or I'll convince someone at the train station that I left my ticket in my other pants. I might take my phone, or I'll take a pocket full of quarters to use at run-down payphones on the side of the road. I'll hitchhike with a tiny old woman, or a family of five, or a trucker carrying a full trailer of chickens. They might ask me about my family, or about where I'm going, but I'll simply look wistfully out the window and say that it doesn't matter anymore. They will nod thoughtfully, and the radio will continue playing to cover the silence. Once I get to a city that I've never heard of, I'll stay with a friend that I somehow run into, or I'll waltz into a fancy hotel and ask them if they know who I am. I'll get a job as a waitress and give the owners a fake name like Rosa or Valentine. I'll save up the money to live somewhere with big windows and a small kitchen. I'll think about calling home, but I won't. I'll walk down the boardwalk on weekends, getting up too early and staying out too late. I'll try a cigarette, and I'll hate it, and then I'll try wine, and hate it less. I'll collect interesting postcards from museums and souvenir shops, and I'll write "Wish you were here" on the back of every one. I won't send them, though. I'll keep them in a shoebox under my bed and think about burning them when I don't have enough sleep. I'll meet a boy at the grocery store and we'll fall in love for a week. Then he'll disappear without notice and I'll cry for a month until I finally forget his name. Then I'll meet a girl feeding crows at the park and she'll buy me my favorite coffee at 7 p.m. I'll make room in my home for another toothbrush and another pile of navy blue towels. The shoebox will still be there, but I won't even think about it. We'll have 7 kids, or maybe just 2. Or we'll have parakeets and teach them to say rude words when our landlord shows up. She will find the shoebox under the bed and ask who I was writing to. I'll tell her what I ran away from and what I was running towards. Or I'll shrug and say no one anymore. I'll toss them in the trash, and then dig them out and put them in the recycling bin. And then I'll dig them out one last time and tape them on the walls, so that the words I wrote are hidden and the pictures show everywhere that I've been. I'll do all these things and go to all these places and meet all these people, and I won't regret any of it, because it will all be my own life that I'm living. Except maybe I won't. Maybe I'll put down this pen and crumple up this piece of paper and throw it out the window. Maybe all these things will happen to me, or maybe they won't. Because let's be realistic, running away doesn't magically mean that my life will be perfect. It will never be perfect. It will only be imperfect in a million different ways. And what ways will those be? There's only one way to find out, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to choose that way. I think that's pretty clear. Running away did sound enticing, the prospect of freedom and making your own choices. But it rarely turns out as rosy as you picture it in your mind. They say if you run towards something, you'll get there. But if you're running away, you never stop running. Even though I haven't moved from this island, I'm still running. In my head, at least. Staying out here didn't fix the relationship with my family. It didn't give me a new place to call home. It just gave me a place to stand still while my thoughts continue to run in circles. I feel like I'm in a waiting stage, a liminal space in between where I don't want to be and where I'll eventually end up. And the point of a liminal space is that it's liminal. You can't stay there forever. I can't stay here forever. So, as hard as it is to say it, I know I have to go back. If not to stay, at least to confront the problem. Have a conversation, communicate. Healthy things like that. It's not going to be easy. But this was easy. Coming out here, trying not to think about my family kicking me out, that part was easy. Shoving it all away is easy. But the easy way is rarely the right way, it seems. It's usually the hard way that makes for the most... Oh. You again. Well. I suppose I can't put it off forever. Simon?
Hey, Teresa! Finally decided to pick up. No more island moping to get up to for the rest of the day?
No, I'm not island moping. And Teresa isn't my name.
Right, sure. Riz, or whatever you're calling yourself these days.
What do you want, Simon?
Listen, I'm just calling because Mom wants you to come home.
That's a good one. Why are you really calling?
Okay, fine. Maybe she didn't say that. But I still think you should get off that postage stamp little island of yours and go back home. Just go tell her you're sorry. Maybe she won't get a stress ulcer from all the angry muttering she does under her breath.
Sorry? You want me to go tell her that I'm sorry? For what? For telling her who I am? For asking her to respect me? For changing my name and cutting my hair?
Well, I don't know. At least go talk to her about it. The last time I visited home, she wouldn't even let me mention your name. You don't have to stay there anymore. You're an adult. But at least go talk to her. Mother shouldn't be so separated from her daughter. It's not natural.
I'm not her daughter, Simon. And if that's what you want me to do, is waltz back in the house saying, I'm sorry, Mother dear, I was just kidding, I'll be a girl again. That's not what's going to happen.
Look, I'm just doing my older brother job and trying to help. Mom might be angry right now, but she's probably worried about you underneath that.
You're forgetting that she's the one that kicked me out.
Well, rash decisions. We all make them. Whoop-de-doo. Just go home. If you want her to call you Riz and pretend you're not her daughter, whatever. I just don't want it to be my problem when you drown in the 2 meters of ocean you spent your life savings to buy, okay? Go home.
Simon. You know what? No. If that's what it's gonna be like, and I know that's what it's gonna be like, I can't. I can't go back and live like that. If I'm running away, fine. I'll keep running. Glass Letters is a podcast written, recorded, and produced by me, Anna Godfrey. Our intro and outro music are by Slow Haste, who you can find on music streaming services and on Instagram @SlowHaste. If you like this podcast and want to support what we're doing, consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes or on Podchaser. It honestly helps a lot. Find us on Twitter and Instagram, both at Glass Letters Pod. Thanks for listening.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan-funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.